Fordham University professor Beth Noble. Beth, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me, Tony.
Is the heart of the dispute over Crimea?
Yeah, I think there are two things that are really holding the peace process back. One, as you point out, is definitely the fate of the Crimea Peninsula, which Russia took in 2014 and wants to keep up. They want Ukraine to recognize that Russia now owns Crimea, but that's like political suicide to any Ukrainian president. That's a real no-go. The second problem is that there are no security guarantees to Ukraine in the current U.S. Peace plan, as far as anyone can see. And what that means is that if Ukraine calls a truce right now and lets Russia keep the land that it's taken in this war over the last 3 years, but there's no guarantee that Russia won't attack Ukraine again in 3 months or 6 months or a year or 2 years. And the Ukrainians are like, you know, we don't trust the Russians. We need some kind of force in there to keep them from attacking us again.
And this comes, Beth, at the time that Russia today attacking Kyiv with an hours-long barrage of missiles and drones, killing at least 9 people and injuring more than 70. So does that put a further damper on the chance of any agreement?
Well, I mean, it's terrible what's going on in Ukraine, and the attacks, today were the worst in about 9 months. But let's remember, they couldn't even get a truce for Easter on Sunday. The Russians ordered a truce, agreed to it, but then kept pounding the Ukrainians, and the Ukrainians kept pounding them back. So there's not a lot of trust between the two sides in this war. And I think the lack of the U.S. trying to be an honest broker and try to find the middle ground right now is a really big impediment to there being a peace there.
Is there a sense among the Ukrainians that the United States might actually be siding with Russia in this?
Yeah, absolutely. And not just the Ukrainians. There are a lot of American analysts who are saying, hey, you know, this peace deal is giving everything to Russia that it wants and not a lot to Ukraine. Certainly European leaders are saying that. Just yesterday, they had a meeting in London to try to have a peace summit, and the U.S. didn't really take part the way the Europeans were hoping. So I think there's a lot of things that are holding back the peace plan.
Beth, thank you so much for taking time this morning to give us your insight.
Thanks for having me, Tony.